Okay, well, I know this is more like our Monday nights are more like leaders' nights, really, more so than a normal Zoom fellowship. So I'm more relaxed. But you know, the thing that God really works in me is that it's not about feelings. That the Word of God doesn't come down to how you feel or whether it's raining or whether it's sunny, but that it comes down to faith. And I see faith as a very practical thing that I can put into application. So we all have desires, we all have goals, and if you don't, then you can just ask God and He will pour them upon you. But when you have a desire, and you go to God in faith, then He really gives you the strength and the motivation to bring those desires to pass. So, you know, my desire last Friday was we were helping my daughter Leanne and her husband Nick to take her mother-in-law and her nephews to on holiday, because they planned to go on the train, but the train had been cancelled. We just got our new car, so I said to Lawrence, you know, I would really like to help if we can. You know, maybe we can just take the children in our car and then Nick and Leanne and Sal in their car. And he said, yes, okay. As it turns out, they wanted to leave about 9 o'clock in the morning. So we get down to, we're about 10 miles from Poole, and we turn up at this beautiful woodland campsite, you know, with beautiful mobile homes and everything on. And but before we left, I just sort of looked up at the sky and there was not a cloud, and I just thought, I'm going to put my chairs in the boot and I'm going to put my blanket in the boot and I'm going to pack a towel, I'm going to put my swimsuit on, because if anybody knows where Poole is, Swanage is like 20 minutes away from Poole on the ferry. It's just a little car ferry, takes 5 minutes. So I put it all in the boot and we drive to Leanne's and we pick them up and then off we go. So when we arrive at the campsite, they've opened the boot to take their few bits and pieces out, and he's gone, oh, Doris, what have you got the chairs in there for, and the blanket, and I just looked at him, and he went, you think you're going to Swanage, don't you? I said, I know I'm going to Swanage. That's why I done it, because that's my faith. And then he said, well, who am I to knock your faith, you know? And because it was a beautiful day, I mean, if it had been raining, we would have come home, because you don't sit on a beach, do you, in the rain? Well, I don't. And he said, okay, all right. But, he said, I have one thing. I speak to Sangha every Friday. So we need to be out of woodland, because, you know, signal and everything. And I need to ring in by 3 o'clock. And as we were driving, you know, there was a big queue for the ferry, and I'm looking at the clock and it's like 2:55, and I'm thinking, oh, you know, because I want to keep him blessed too, you know, if I'm blessed and he's blessed, it turns out right. So anyway, he messaged Sangit, and as it turns out, Sangit was busy, and he said, actually, Lawrence, can you ring me at 4? That would be a better time for me. Is that okay with you? And I thought, thank you, God. So see, God works with your faith and your desire. I wanted to go there. Sangit was busy, so that pushed that forward an hour. So by the time we got to Swanage, which was about 3:25, I made my way to the beach, and Lawrence sat in the car and done his phone call to Sangit, and everything was just perfect. And God really does, you know, work with your faith, work with your desires. So, you know, we can say, like he said, he woke up this morning, he felt really tired, but see, it's just one thought away sometimes to change that thought, to think to yourself, no, it's a glorious day. And I mean, I am different to Lawrence, because I'm very, when I wake up in the morning, I'm ready to go. No, not many people around me, like the dogs or Lawrence, are ready to go. No, these didn't get up till like, I don't know, about 10:30 this morning, but that was a push, and I think they only did that because Maya was staying. But, you know, I like to get up and have, I sit out here and get peaceful and quiet. Even if I'm on my way to work, I will do that before I go, or if it's not too nice out, I'll sit in the living room. But just to get my thoughts together and just to give my desires and, you know, my prayers, pray for the family, pray for our home, pray for God to bless us, for the laborers, for finances, for health, and, you know, and just really, that's the best way for me to start my day. I know Lawrence does confessions and things like that, but I think my confessions come throughout the day for me, you know, that I try not to be a negative person, that I try to keep it lighthearted, and really it's the grace that we live in right now, that it's God's grace that, you know, yes, we can all mess up, we can all have bad thoughts or say bad things or, you know, not be 100%, but God's grace covers all that, and all God sees is that you are that perfect spiritual person that He's created you to be. He doesn't see what you did yesterday, He doesn't know what you're doing tomorrow, He just knows that it's Christ in you, the hope of glory, and He is the only one really that will back you 100%. Whatever your desires, whatever your faith is, God will back it. And He just wants to, for us to live and be like Christ, because it's available. It is available to have that life, to have that lifestyle, to be very faith building, to be very positive, to really see signs, miracles and wonders follow you as you believe. And it is all down to that small word, faith. Having faith, believing that God is real and that God is with you, that nothing can harm you, that whatever you want to achieve, you can achieve, because it's God in Christ in you that gives you the strength to do it. So, you know, we may not remember all the testimonies in a day, or we may not even recognize the things that God's doing in our lives every day, but I can guarantee you He is always with you, and He is always making sure that you're the head and not the tail, and He's willing you. You know, like if you go to a race course and you put like £2 on a horse. We went with Priya once, me and Priya. Oh my gosh, it was hilarious, because we didn't have a clue, me and Priya. So we would stand by the, what do you call them? No, who's the guys you give the money to? So the bookmaker, and he'd have like a list of the horses that was running and the prices, and we didn't have a clue, so we would see guys with big wads of money go up to the guy and say, number two. So me and Priya used to follow him behind with our little £2, number two, you know, and we were willing that horse to win, you know, £2, it might have only given us £2 back, but when it won, you were so excited, like, oh my God, we won, you know, and that's how God is with us every day, willing us to be the winner, you know, He's always behind us, cheering us on. So, you know, no matter what your desires are, what your faith is, you know, just know that anything is possible with God. You know, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. You know, it's not my strength. I don't get up in the morning and lift 20 tons of weights, 50 sit-ups, you know, jog on the spot for an hour. But it's the Christ in you that strengthens your inner man and gives you that strength to push on through. And that, you know, we have to sharpen up. We have to be, because we are the leaders in this area. And we have to be watchful of our words, and we have to be of good encouragement, and not let people see that, you know, people may see their own faults, but God doesn't see it, so we shouldn't see it. So we will them to be better. You know, that you are perfect. God created you in His own image. You are perfect in the spirit. Old man nature's dead, gone. Don't resurrect it. You know, just really walk with that Christ in you. Don't bring up the old man, you know, because God doesn't remind you. And in fact, the only person that reminds you of your old man is the devil. So if you are looking back on your old man nature, then you're being influenced by that devil. So be influenced by God, who only sees you as the righteous, graceful person that He's created through that Christ in you. So that's what I wanted to share.